This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. economy added the fewest workers in 6 months in November, hindered by a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases that, together with a lack of more government relief money, threatens the recovery from the pandemic recession. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens reports.
Hiring slowed sharply in November. Employers added just 245,000 workers. That's the lowest rate of new hires in 6 months, according to Labor Department data released Friday. Throw in November's paltry employment gains, and America has yet to recover around 10 million jobs lost during the health crisis. The closely watched numbers also showed a surge in the number of Americans who are experiencing long periods of unemployment. The slowdown in hiring is the clearest signal of an economic rebound that has stalled. The nation's unemployment rate now stands at 6.7%.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. President-elect Joe Biden is predicting the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic will only get worse if Congress doesn't act quickly to pass an aid bill. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
This is a dire jobs report.
The president-elect says as coronavirus cases and deaths go up and restrictions are back in place, the economy is stalling and there's no time left to lose.
If Congress and President Trump fail to act by the end of December, 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits they rely on. Merry Christmas.
The president-elect is also worried about confidence in a vaccine once it's approved.
My taking the vaccine and people seeing me take that vaccine is going to give some confidence.
Biden also says he has seen no detailed plan by the Trump administration to distribute the vaccine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com.